You're listening to Girls Gone Wad. I'm Joy.
And this is Claire.
And we have a guest today. Yay. I'm so excited. We have Julie from PaleoMG. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
So we have tons of questions for you today, but Claire and I are going to interview you first before we get to listener questions.
Because we have a bunch official interview.
Yeah, very official. Yeah. Yes. Very official, very serious, because that's how we roll.
Yes.
So are you ready?
Yes.
Ready for this. We've already spent like the past half hour laughing in my living room, so we're good to go.
And we're definitely not drinking wine right now.
Yeah, we're definitely not drinking.
No, definitely we're not drinking
alcohol. Wine. Two negatives make a positive.
Good job.
Yeah. Thanks. Hey, we did a competition yesterday, so we're kind of like...
We're entitled to midday wine.
Foggy brain.
Did you eat good food afterwards? Because that's what you're supposed to do after competition?
But that's what you're supposed to do?
Let's talk about how afterwards you're like, mac and cheese, get in my body. Yeah. I went to sushi. So that's kind of good.
Yeah, that is good.
You know, carbs. What did you eat?
This is really shameful, but I came home and I had like zero appetite.
That happened to me sometimes.
Did
too.
It? Because mm-hmm. I had like the weirdest all day. I just couldn't eat.
Like, and nervous
I had like
stomach.
Random sickness. Like after all the GHDs, I had like crazy foggy brain and I had to lay down because from all that swinging. And then so the rest of the day, I couldn't really eat.
Right. You had shaken baby syndrome.
I did. So bad. Don't shake a baby.
Yeah, don't shake a baby. You'll end up having foggy brain like Joy. Anyway,
so I came home and I wasn't hungry and I should have like eaten the crap out of something good, but I just went to bed.
So you really just came home and just went to bed?
Yeah.
You didn't eat anything?
I didn't eat anything. I had like a little like that. We had like a free paleo bar and I ate that and went home.
Did you like that thing? Because was that the same thing as the samples that they were giving out?
No, that was not the same
thing. There was this one booth that had these samples and they were like the most disgusting thing I've ever eaten.
Oh.
You know how gluten-free things get this rap for tasting like cardboard?
Yeah.
It was worse than that.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. No bueno.
Yeah. So, Julie.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
So, we just want to talk about everything under the sun today, but we'll start with, CrossFit.
Okay.
And then we'll go into your food. How did you get into CrossFit?
Okay, so in college, I had a boyfriend who did CrossFit and he was super fit and looked real nice and
real nice.
I just didn't look like that. So I was like, well, and he would come into the rec center and he'd work out for 20 minutes, be pouring in sweat and leave. And so I started asking him like what he did and he did CrossFit and he ate the Zone diet. Mm-hmm. And so then I started trying it and I did my first 10 burpees in a workout with him and said, I'm never doing this ever again. And then, so on my own, I started doing like hand release push-ups, like on my knees and using the pull-up bar, the assisted pull-up bar. And then just started doing it at the rec center. And then like 6 months in, I joined a CrossFit gym up in Fort Collins when I was going to school up there. Mm-hmm. And then loved it and started competing like... I don't know, seven months in.
You competed right away.
Yeah, right away. And I loved it.
And what year was this? Because this was kind of like before the CrossFit craze like blew up in terms of like a million gyms all over the place.
Yeah, it was 2010.
Yeah.
So right when I graduated.
Yeah, right when it started getting really popular.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I started doing competitions and then I started working at like 3 to 4 gyms at the same time mm-hmm. for months and months. And yeah, got to compete at regionals twice, and
which is amazing.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Yeah,
like the best moment of my life was when I got a PR on my squat snatch at regionals.
Yeah, was that the second time?
Yeah,
I remember that, and I remember that picture. It was mm-hmm. so cool, and like the crowd was like standing up.
Yes,
and
you're just,
that was cool.
That was like the coolest feeling I've ever experienced. I don't think I'll ever experience something quite like that again.
Yeah,
but I injured my shoulder. Like last year around August mm-hmm. and so I kind of took a step back from it and then just started doing more paleo stuff and more traveling and mm-hmm. kind of just took a back seat and mm-hmm. I just work out like a normal person now, just go to CrossFit, gossip with girls and giggle a lot in class and then work out and then go home.
Talk a little bit about the regionals and I guess like what's one of the biggest things that you remember from that, I mean aside from your PR?
People,
teams.
It was the camaraderie, big time. Because you would compete, or when I would work out, it was, you're always trying to reach this goal constantly. And then you get to hang out with all these people that you hung out like the year before who had that same goal.
Yeah.
And they were doing the same stuff. They were eating the same way. They were training just as hard as you.
Yeah.
And we all wanted this one goal, but we all supported each other in reaching that goal. Even if someone beat you, you didn't care. It was just so cool to get to be part of that with them.
And
it was like all these friends that you don't see for a year and then you get to see them there. So that was, I really missed that.
Yeah.
I missed that competition.
I bet. And I remember going to watch you and I think it was the first workout. Oh gosh, I don't know what it was. It involved a lot of handstand pushups.
Diane. Yeah.
And I remember one girl just getting the last few and the whole team in her heat. And you were there, I think, because you were in the heat, just kind of surrounded her in a semicircle and we're like cheering her on to get the last few because she was really struggling and failing. And like, that's just so cool.
Yeah, totally. And I remember that's Hannah and she's like a professional swimmer and she blew everyone out of the water when it came to the dumbbell workout. And so it's crazy that you see someone who struggles in one workout, then just kills everyone in the next. And everybody's supportive of her and she's supportive of everybody else who is after her in the dumbbell workout. So it's like, you get that. On both sides, you'll always be supporting somebody.
Yeah.
I loved that. Yeah. I really miss that.
So what's the change like now for you? Because I've read a little bit about that on your blog of how you've kind of shifted the mindset of going from competitive mode and to now you're just kind of, you're just in, it seems like you're enjoying it more.
Yes. It's more fun. So it's like, I just want to work out to feel good in my skin, to keep healthy. It's not to PR in my snatch. It's not, it's really not to PR anymore. It's like, I just like going in there and getting to hang out with my friends. And it is really frustrating when I can't get weights like I used to. Like I've lost a lot of weight from not lifting heavy. And so my body just can't, I can't snatch, you know, 145 anymore. I can't squat what I did before. So that like sometimes I'll get teary eyed in class and get really frustrated. But, you know, you reset your goals and kind of look at working out a different way. And so it's just more fun to me at this point.
Yeah.
So I have other goals and other things in mind. And so CrossFit's just not one of them, but it's my social hour too.
Yeah. It seems like that. Cause I remember you made a comment too of like how you used to be like, come on, you guys work hard. And now you're more like wanting, being okay with people talking and socializing.
Yeah. Before I was like, come on guys. Like it was like more military style for me. And now I'm like, okay, I get it. Why these like, you know, three little girls who just want to come in
and like
get a good workout in and then just hang out with people. And I get that now.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of interested. Like I hear a lot of people talk about, you know, how training for regionals, like you don't really know what it's like to train at a competitive level like that until you either do it yourself or you're close to someone who does it. Excuse me.
We still have the cough from yesterday too.
Seriously.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we had a little Fran cough, a little Fran lung from the first spot yesterday.
Yeah.
But just like in your mindset, like in your daily life, how has that shifted? I mean, obviously, like you're saying, it's just more fun now. But when you were competing at that level, when you were working at that level, was it just like your whole life? Did you feel like it was really just like your one focus?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is I was never an athlete. Like I wasn't competitive. I didn't have like the muscle structure either. Like I just was never an athlete. So for me to get to that point to be at regionals took like 2 days all the time. And it took a really, really strict diet. I never really went off my diet. It'd be like a paleo treat once a week. And I never drank. I didn't do anything social. I was always staying in on the weekends because I just had this goal in mind. I was like, well, I can't drink on a Friday night. I have to get my to my workout. And even if you do go to a workout hungover, it's just not the same.
Yeah.
You're not going to get 145 pound snatch when you're hungover. Maybe. But not me.
Try doing 10 burpees when you're hungover.
Exactly. You know,
you're
like
going to throw up.
You're getting dizzy. So, those things, now I can have more of a social life and do more of the things I want in a day because I'm not planning it around of getting a workout in the morning and workout in at night.
Yeah.
So it's just, my life is just feels a little bit more free, like a weight's kind of lifted
on my ears.
Yeah, exactly. It's not CrossFit. It's
probably like you had like three jobs when you were doing that because you're doing your blog, you're working, and your training is like...
Exactly.
I don't know how many hours in the day you were just constantly working.
Yeah. And that's big thing is I've been able to put more time into my blog and just trying to get better at photography or get better at recipes because I have more time to do that. And I didn't have that time before.
Yeah.
So that's been cool.
Yeah. So let's talk about your blog.
Yeah.
I know how you started your blog, but our listeners don't know how you started your blog. So talk a little bit about how that came to be.
Well, I worked out at a gym in Lakewood and the owner at the time, he helped me get my level one. And then I was super into nutrition then, and nobody really knew about the nutrition side at that gym. And so he asked me to write the nutrition blog for that website. So I started doing that. And then once I left that gym, I wanted to keep writing because I really enjoyed it. And I'd always loved writing. And so I made my own website, like a blogspot.com. And then just started blogging off of that and got more readers, more followers. And then this awesome guy named Peter contacted me and said he wanted to create a website for me. And I was like, man, I don't have any money. Like, yeah. Literally.
Hey, dude, listen.
Yeah. I work at like 4 CrossFit gyms just to pay my rent. Right. So I don't have any money to pay you this. And he was like, I love your blog. I want to create it so that it's easy for me to navigate. And I can, he's like, it's kind of selfish reason, but not really. And
yeah.
I was like, okay. And so he created the website I have today.
Yeah.
And helped me just get kind of more SEO traffic. So traffic through Google, because how he set it up. And so then as it grew more and more on Google, more people, when they would search, you know, paleo recipes, it would be linked to my blog in the first few pages or so. Yeah. And then it's kind of just grown from there.
Yeah. Really grown from there.
Yeah. You seem to have a little bit of a following.
Yeah.
just a
smidgen.
Just a drop in the bucket.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Super cool. And do you get like celeb sightings? Claire had her first one last week, and it was really exciting.
It was blowing on Instagram. And if you're listening, I thought this was really cute, by the way. She wrote to me on Instagram and was like, oh, by the way, I saw you walking your dog today. I didn't want to say anything. And I was like, it's my first celeb sighting. Oh, my God. That's such a big deal.
I'm still waiting for mine. I'm like,
where are they?
Yeah, gosh. You've seen walking your dog more? You should come on my dog.
Yeah,
more.
I'll come
down
back.
Federal.
I can't walk my cats, but when I get, yeah.
That'll be the best thing ever. Yeah.
That actually would be really weird.
You would probably get a lot of sightings if you were trying to watch your
kids. Very
like,
true.
What is that woman doing?
Maybe not celeb sightings, but that's a weird
like
lady sighting.
Animal control. Yeah.
Right. So do you, Julie. Back to Julie. Talk about your celeb sightings.
I mean, I'll get some randomly at Whole Foods or something like that.
Yeah.
I think.
That would be kind of scary. No.
No.
Okay.
So one that was actually really cool was I was in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And I was in a grocery store. And then the next day I wrote something on my blog about being in Nebraska. And this girl's like, I totally saw you at Trader Joe's, but I didn't want to say anything because I thought that'd be weird.
Yeah.
And then a person came up to me in Boston at a Boston airport once. So it's cool to see like different, you know, areas.
Yeah. That's really cool.
So, yeah. But not celeb status, but I've done a couple, which is fun.
I beg to differ. And you have a cookbook.
Yes, I do.
It's on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anywhere else that they can get it? I mean, besides your website, Amazon.
There's different like stores that carry it.
Okay,
I never know. So
yeah. I bought a peppercorn the other day, actually. I went and bought a spiral slicer.
Oh, cool.
Which was like the greatest thing I've ever used.
Yep, just got one of those.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Everything I own is like, I'm going to zoodle this. I got some beets. I'm zoodling beets.
I know.
It's the best.
I have a good website that does all with the spiral slicer.
Ooh.
All of her recipes.
I'm gonna
that. It's awesome.
That, I've just been having so much fun. But I was at Peppercorn to buy a spiral slicer because where else do you get a spiral slicer?
I know.
Peppercorn. And I was my friend and I was like, oh, I know that girl.
That's awesome. See, that's so cool. Yeah, but mostly I always tell people on Amazon because everybody seems to buy things online.
Well,
yeah.
Everybody knows Amazon.
Yes. Yeah. And then there's like Barnes & Noble and stuff like that. But
cool.
Amazon seems
to be. Did you do a book tour?
No, I didn't. I do random competitions. Like
you
I'll sell
show
my book.
Up
at, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm doing one next weekend and it's at Sports Authority Field.
Oh,
so
oh,
I'm
nice.
Gonna sell.
Is that the Bash and Dash
mm-hmm.
or whatever?
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I've just been working on other projects for now.
Yeah. Talk about your just how you develop recipes and how you started with that. Because I know you don't follow recipes. You've said you just kind of throw stuff together.
Yeah. It's like the other day I had a really terrible recipe that didn't come out, so I was bummed about that. But, I mean, I think I do a lot of stuff off season, so I've been doing more stuff with pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the other day I made pumpkin donuts.
Yeah, that
they're,
was...
like, my
saw favorite. That and I'm like, oh.
My gosh, they're so
out.
Good. I found a donut, like a mini donut maker at a thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's
I was
awesome.
Like, I have to do something with this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys want to invest in something, that's where to go. It's so good.
Sounds amazing.
And so
I'm obviously so I'm engaged right now. We're looking for like you go to these websites to like register for your wedding. And it's like, when am I going to use this you know, whatever, don't know the thing. So I'm always keeping an eye out for like, okay, let's look for some recipes for like these weird kitchen gadgets. Because everyone wants to get you like the, you know, cake ball maker or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, when am I going to use this? Except for now. Yes. With like pumpkin mini donuts.
And so I'll like do stuff that's off of season and something that's, I don't know, people like. And everything is so different. Like, I'll just have something in my fridge and try to think of different things that would pair well with it and that you wouldn't think always would be go together. Like, you know, apples and pork chops.
Yeah.
Pork chops. You always think those things go together. Yeah. They usually do.
Yeah.
So I try to think outside of the box of food pairings.
I think you do a lot of baked goods too. Do you have a big sweet tooth?
Yes. Really? I try not to, but...
I do too. And that's just like giving up on.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just always going to have a sweet tooth. And right. I did the 21-day sugar detox a while back. And that helped a lot with my sugar obsession, because I was going to Whole Foods and buying bags like the size of my head of chocolate walnuts and eating them in one session. And so I had to break that habit. And so now it made me so sick. Yeah. So I do a lot of baked goods and try to get, because seriously, like baked goods or sweets, people think when they think paleo, you never get to have that again.
Yeah.
So when they're seeing that, they're like, oh,
right.
This is doable. Paleo
makes it feel more like approachable, more doable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
more manageable, I guess.
Yeah.
I get a lot of people. Like, I have a good friend who I've talked about a little bit on the podcast. She recently had a baby and she had some pregnancy complications where she ended up having her gallbladder removed.
Oh.
And so she's gone paleo since then because, you know, just helps with her blood sugar or whatever. And her husband has never had to eat a restrictive diet before in his life and now is like trying to, you know, be like, you know, support her and go paleo. And I went over to her house and he just looked at me. He was like, do you ever have cheat days? Like, it's okay. Like, you can still have fun. Like, paleo doesn't have to be like, you know, nothing but chicken breast and broccoli for the rest of your life.
And that's what people don't understand.
Yeah. And that's the point. I've noticed that too. Now I sound like a stalker. Like, I know everything about your blog. And I've noticed a lot of the comments are always like, it sounds like they're always so amazed of like when you eat something that's not paleo. Like, that seems to be like a huge topic of discussion on your blog. Like, oh my gosh, do you cheat? Or, you know what I mean? So it's like this huge deal.
When I post pictures on Instagram, that's like my biggest, that people post more comments on Instagram because everybody's always on Instagram.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'll post something like, say a burger and sweet potato fries, and the bun is like sitting off to the side because I never ask without the bun because I always feel like I'm being a pain in the ass.
I just
take it out of myself.
I
like,
agree.
I don't have that crazy of a gluten allergy.
You don't want to be that person where you're like, oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Do you just bread crumbs in here? Yeah. And so I don't do gluten.
Yes.
That's my bit. I used to do grocery
I can't even
store
have
demos.
It touch.
Yeah.
I used to, like, at Whole Foods grocery store demos and like the Cherry Creek Whole Foods. All these people come by, they'd be like, I like literally one time was sampling whole wheat crackers. They'd be like, are these gluten-free? I was like, they're whole wheat. And they're like, oh, I don't do gluten. Like, oh, excuse me. And it's like, they basically, I have a sign that says whole wheat. Like, they basically just walked over to announce to me that they don't do gluten.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like I'm doing sometimes. Right. Like, I'm not going to make the waiter feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, my system gets backed up if I eat bread.
So I have real problems in the bathroom if you bring that. So can you just not?
So like, people on the Instagram are like, that is not paleo. I'm like, thank you. Like, I didn't know that. But
yeah,
everyone always has a comment or something like that. And then it like becomes a running joke. Like, people are like, is that paleo? Ha ha ha. Good one.
Have you seen, who is it? Some company has that koozie that says,
yes,
that paleo.
I have that in my house.
It's like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. It's just so funny because I think people expect, like, once you choose a lifestyle,
that you're like militant about it.
You can't have any like deviation.
Totally.
Who was it? I think it was Rachel wrote to this on our podcast actually and was like,
yeah,
do you ever have that moment where like you're at a party and there's a cake or something, you have a piece
and
like,
and
oh
everyone's
my
like,
gosh, does your coach know you're eating that? Like, I'm telling on you.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, give me a break. Like, I'm human. I like cake. I'm not going to like go, you know, I'm not going to go into anaphylactic shock if I eat this. Left. I mean, you know, there are some people out there who like legitimately have serious autoimmune diseases where this is a problem, but luckily we're not those people.
Yes.
Like, if I have a piece of chocolate cake, I'm not going to die.
Yeah. And you know that.
Right. Like, I might be a little bloaty the next day, but like, big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life goes on.
Yeah.
work it out in the bathroom. Right. So
okay. People do that. Like, if I'm at a restaurant or something and I know people there, they're like, you know, that's not paleo, right? And like, if I'm drinking something, they're like, is that paleo? And they think they're the funniest people in the world. You're like, good. Good one. Yeah. Didn't hear that 3 minutes ago.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Come up with some new material, you guys. Yeah. I was like, new material for the paleo work.
My last name is Hay. People are like, Hey Claire Hay. And I'm like, you're so original.
I never thought. Have I done that to you?
Most likely. Almost everyone does. Like, your last name is Hay.
Hey Claire.
Like, dang, guys. That's hilarious. That's probably pretty similar. Like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I never thought about that. You're so funny.
Did you start paleo when you started CrossFit?
Not really. I started the Zone diet mm-hmm. once I started doing paleo because my ex was just cut. So I was like, well, why does he look so much better? Well, because I was eating like frosted mini wheats with my, you know, right. sweet milk and yeah. whatever.
Yeah.
So
I have a whole grain muffin with your low-fat yogurt.
Yes. And you're like, gosh, so good.
God, I missed that.
It was delicious. It was like the greatest life. But so I started eating Zone diet.
I hate my life now. No.
Yeah, paleo sucks. No, it doesn't. So I started
eating. And please order her cucumber.
Yeah, yeah. I love the name of this episode. Paleo sucks.
Yeah. No. Sorry, go ahead.
Did you like Zone though?
I did. Zone is really good. Just understand portion.
Yeah,
control.
I have loved Zone.
It was fantastic. I did it. And so I still ate oats and I would like have like a piece of bread with tuna salad or something on top. But I, over time, I was just, you know, just gets old, just counting everything. It's like, oh, I get my 3 almonds. This is so much fun. Like,
totally.
So,
that's what I was on that crack session. Yeah. Where you're like, I'm going to have an egg and a piece of bacon and 1 cashew.
Yes.
Yum.
I'm so full.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what kills me about that. Like, really? 1 almond? 2 almonds?
Seriously.
What?
3 technically is
almond. Oh, yeah, you get 3. 1 macadamia nut.
Yeah. Or it's like you get avocado, you get 1 tablespoon, and you're like, well, that's awesome.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, it was really good for portion control and understanding what I should be eating.
Yeah, and I think it's good to, like, reset your brain and just, like, oh, this is what that looks like, as opposed to, like, I know I get when I'm doing paleo, I'll eat, like, an apple with a whole jar of almond butter on the side. And then I realize, like, oh, that's not really a proportion.
Yeah, I'm supposed to have 1 tablespoon?
Right.
Oh, no.
Not 12 ounces, really.
That makes me want to cry.
I know. Seriously.
I was talking, actually, this morning we had our body fat retested at, like, that mobile body fat truck. And I was talking to the lady who does it, Roseanne, who I love, by
the way.
She's
great.
And we were talking about that exact thing. And she was like, oh my gosh, they make this cherry almond butter. And she was like, I ate 1 of them in 3 days. I hid it from my family. She's like, no one else is allowed to eat it. I was like, oh my gosh.
Seriously.
She was like, I don't have a problem. I can stop anytime I want.
Yes. I know. Right? Well, that was the, like, when I was like, okay, I can do paleo. I was like, we can do this. Cut out oats, cut out the piece bread. It was fine. But then I found myself eating an entire jar of almond butter.
Yeah.
And like you have 1 apple in the whole tub, like the gigantic tub at Whole Foods of the grind. You're like, I'm so addicted to this. So I had to cut myself off from almond butter too. It was like the chocolate covered nuts and almond butter I can't have in my house anymore.
Even now?
No, I can't do it. And I'll eat almonds now and I get pretty bloated. I think I just have some kind of inflammatory issue with them.
Yeah.
So like the other day I had some stuff with almond butter in it and I probably had like 3 or 4 bites and I was bloated the rest of the night.
Yeah.
So.
That's a fun feeling.
Yeah. I don't have a ton of self-control with that stuff. So I just keep it away.
Yeah.
The thing I always wonder too about that kind of stuff where it's like you eat that and then you feel terrible and you're like, did I always feel like this before?
Yes. Like, and I think you did.
Yeah. But like maybe a little bit. I have known since I was 15 that I'm lactose intolerant. I remember going to the allergist, finding out I was lactose intolerant, and crying on the way home because I loved Noodles & Company mac and cheese so much. And I knew I was going to be able to have it, and I was just crying. But now I eat mac and cheese, and I just feel terrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, like, occasionally it's worth it, let's be honest. But, like, I'm like, did I feel like this all through high school when I ate this every day?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to think about it. You know, it's like, did I really? But, like, you know, almond butter seems pretty innocuous.
Yeah.
Like, did I feel like this all the time?
Seriously.
Well, and also, you have had some skin issues too, right? That you kind of contributed to nuts a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I cut out nuts. What did I cut out? I cut out nuts and I cut out whey protein powder too for a while, and nothing changed the protein powder. And then nuts, I had like really bad cystic acne. Mm-hmm. And so I cut off that, and the cystic acne kind of reduced a little bit, but then it like went back up. And it wasn't until I recently, and I haven't even talked about it on my blog, but I recently got on Accutane, and I have one more month left on it, but it was the only thing that helped me. And I was so scared because so many people talk terrible about
Accutane,
it.
Is Accutane like you have to be on birth control? Yes. Like, will deform your fetus?
Yes. You cannot have babies right. on it. They check, they blood test you.
Oh my gosh. It's, yeah, I've had friends who've done it too. It's yes. really
like,
intense.
Yeah. It's like nuclear acne warfare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like messed up stuff. And,
but your skin looks great.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. It's like the best it's ever been in my entire life. Yeah. So,
well, it's interesting. We actually talked about that on our last episode about skincare.
Yeah.
And I actually noticed since starting paleo, I had never had acne before in my life. And then I don't want to say like paleo gave me acne, but like yeah. I had never had acne before. And then I started eating paleo and I got acne and I was like, what is up?
Yeah.
Like now, like I'm eating healthy now and now I have bad skin. Like what's the deal?
I know. And my skin went kind of crazy when I was competing in CrossFit mm-hmm. because it's like your hormones just do yeah, crazy things.
Totally.
Like, you know, as women, I don't think our bodies are programmed to be
go hard all the time.
Yes. All the time, 24/7. And so my body looked different. My skin was different. My like mood was all off. So I think the hormone change of CrossFit, plus different diet stuff,
yeah,
kind of all affected that. But I think it was a lot of hormones with CrossFit of just going yeah. that heavy mm-hmm. all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing that helped was the Accutane. Like I posted talking about Accutane once and I had like almost 300 comments of people that are like, you should do this. You should do this. You should do this. And
oh,
I was
yeah.
like, natural, unnatural, like all this
yeah.
thing. And I was
yeah.
like, I can't do this anymore. Like,
right. yeah. I'm just going
to
go for it.
Yeah. My skin was painful to the touch. Like I was crying.
Yeah.
If my shirt even like
oh,
was
God.
Unrested,
yeah.
it was terrible.
Yeah.
I'll show you guys a picture on my phone afterwards because
okay.
it has the before and after.
Yeah.
And
so, I remember that. I know you have written about, you've been really vulnerable about that on your blog about
yeah.
like how painful it is and like how frustrated you get. And so
yeah.
it's, I think at some point you can get all the answers and all the information, but ultimately you get to decide like what you want to do
exactly.
and which route you want to go.
Yeah.
And everyone's going to have an opinion because everyone has their own, you know,
opinion
about
everything.
Yeah.
yeah. Diet, exercise, whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. And there's so many things they're like, oh, you should just stop eating red meat. I was like, what? Like, no.
And you've not gonna have
like 90% of my calorie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. And you've gone through so many diet changes. Like, I know that you've cut out this and you've cut out
yeah.
that. You've tried this and you've tried that. You stopped chocolate. You stopped nuts. You stopped.
Right.
And then, like, I know you tried a lot of things before you probably went to the Accutane.
Exactly.
Thing.
Yeah.
yeah.
That was the last thing I wanted to do. And then it was the best thing for me. You'll see me like always picking at my lips because my lips are so
super dry.
Dry.
Oh. Yeah.
It's taking like those little Aquaphor things.
Yeah, yeah.
My best friend in high school had Accutane. I remember she got like this huge case of Aquaphor for
yeah.
her lips because they were like so like
it's terrible.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
and now it's like a habit. Like biting your nails,
yeah.
I pick my lips. So I'm like having a conversation picking my lips. I'm like, that's so disgusting. So I'm gonna do like a post after this next month until the end of October. I'm gonna do a post all about Accutane just
yeah.
to like talk about my mm-hmm. viewpoint on it because there's so many bad things you can read out there and I
yeah.
had a really good experience on it.
Yeah.
Like, there's some ups and downs, but
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, and also I feel like when you are so focused on your diet and you're so focused on your health, like you really do almost like not put as much stock into conventional medicine. Like you don't
yeah.
always want to go on pills because you
yes.
think like, oh, I can just, like, this has to be an inflammatory thing that, you know, especially like if you ever read whole, you know, it starts with food
yeah.
or like you pay attention to them. Like those people seem like they almost dogmatically believe that almost everything in your life can be treated
through food,
mm-hmm. through lifestyle. And it's like, sometimes that's just not the case. Like sometimes
yeah.
you just have to be like, you know what? We live in the 21st century.
Yeah.
I'm going to go freaking take some pills for this.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I know who that clears it up completely in
yeah.
6 months and
yeah.
then you never have a zit again. I'm like,
yeah.
it's pretty sweet.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not planning on having kids in the next
yeah.
6 months anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah.
Especially ones that would come out with that drug.
Right.
So. Scary. The packaging is like this package that comes like this long. You like keep unraveling
yeah.
and it's
yeah.
like deformed children. It's like, and it's like, do not get pregnant. Don't get pregnant. Don't get pregnant. You're like, okay.
Do you not have sex dating up? You don't have sex in the mystery position. Don't get pregnant. You will die.
We also have to throw a Mean Girls reference in there somewhere. Do not have sex. What does he say?
Do not have sex dating up. Do not have sex in the missionary position. Just don't do it, okay?
Just don't do it.
All right, everybody take some rubbers. It's fine. I don't even memorize.
What's the chlamydia one where he goes, if you...
He's like, all right.
You will get chlamydia.
You will get chlamydia and you will die. Chlamydia. K-L.
Okay, so... sorry. Mean Girls always gets us every time. So how much longer do you have?
On
Accutane?
1 month.
One month.
Exactly a month. Yeah.
How?
Yes.
Yes. it's like crazy just looking back at the pictures when I first started because it was terrible.
Yeah.
People are like, your skin doesn't even look that bad. I'm like, I'm wearing a pound of makeup.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember you would say that because yeah, when you take photos, it probably looks so much different and people don't understand like how painful it was.
Yeah. So almost off of it.
And I also just feel like when you have things with your skin, it just makes you feel like you're like this little kid.
Yeah.
Like, this is supposed to happen to 15-year-olds, not like adults, you know, like, and it just makes you feel like, what is going on that I haven't been able to like move past this?
Like all these people are like telling me all these things. It's like, something's wrong in your gut. Something's wrong here. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to figure this out on my own.
Yeah. That's how you do it. We have a bunch of questions. You want to move on?
Yeah.
So we posted on our Facebook page questions and comments from you guys for Julie. So I have to read Whitney's. Whitney goes to our gym, and her comment was, I want to hang out with her.
Do you hear me, Whitney?
I don't know.
Oh, no. I think she started after you stopped coming here. But let's just put it this way. Yesterday, I came very close to buying her a pair of lifting socks that say hot on one side and mess.
She's so great. I just love her.
She's a fantastic hot. I was in there this morning. She was doing her. So we just finished nutrition challenge at Jay.
Okay.
And there, you know, there's like a WOD you do at the beginning and the end. And I went in today for the body fat testing that we were talking about. And she was doing the WOD. And she's been in Florida for the last week. And at the end, she was like, I was like, hey there, sea level. She was like, it's so hard.
Seriously. So hard coming back when you're not.
After like 2 days, you're like,
oh my gosh. Yeah. Colorado sucks. Yes.
Okay. And then, so wait. Well, excuse me. Yeah, that was from yesterday.
Wheelbarrow
long right there.
Yeah.
Whitney wants to hang out with you.
Yeah.
I think with a lot of people want to hang out with you. Greg Bernstein writes, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Greg. Have you overcome being flat out hungry when adjusting your intake? Have you?
Oh, that's the worst. So I'll have when I go on some of these trips that I've been going and like, going for work, I'm eating constantly because I'm cooking and eating at most of these different work things. And so by the time I get home, my stomach has expanded, I'm sure. And so I'm like, so I eat a normal meal. I'm like, I'm starving.
And one burger is not enough.
Yeah.
Especially without that pesky bun.
Yeah. Seriously. Damn that bun. But,
do you ever eat the bun?
No, I don't.
You just smell it.
Yeah. I just rub it on me.
Yeah.
Shower with it.
That's the weirdest thing ever.
Claire might do that. Claire doesn't shower.
Just with bread. This is taking a weird turn. Suddenly this episode is weird.
Sorry, Julie. Okay. You were saying.
My thing is honestly like mind over matter.
Yeah.
That's just when I know how much I should be eating and I have to go back to that. It's just, okay, this is what I eat, you know, have to do other things to keep myself busy so that I don't sit in my kitchen and just keep snacking.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that I don't do that at times, but I try to most of the day just be eating like normal portions and have that food packed or ready to go so I won't be just gorging myself on food because I'm pretty good at doing that.
Yeah.
So mind over matter, Greg. Come on now.
Greg, mind over matter. What would be your perfect workout? Asks Pam.
Oh, Pam. I'm decent at handstand push-ups and double unders. And
meaning she's probably badass because she's being decent.
You should hang out. She loves those things.
I do.
They're the best. And
do you get broken blood vessels around your eyes when you do handstand push-ups?
No.
Because Joy does.
What?
I
did. How hard are you coming down on your head?
I know. Probably too hard. It started happening like a couple months ago, noticed. Yeah. And I was like, what the hell? And I'd come home and I'd have these broken blood vessels right here. And I made an inappropriate joke about something. I'll tell you later.
It's so awkward. It's really pink right now. But she, it looked like she had two black eyes. Like, it looked like she'd been beaten up by Chris Brown.
It looked like I was
beaten up by someone.
No.
And then I realized after doing a heavy handstand push-up workout, I was like, freaking handstand push-ups.
That's so weird.
So maybe it is that I'm coming down to it.
It has to be.
You think?
Because, I mean, I've had at regionals when we had Diane with the handstand push-ups, my neck hurt because you're just going so fast.
Yeah.
I had that little pad. But I've never had, my face never went black and blue.
Yeah,
you know?
Never looked like you got punched.
Yeah. So handstand push-ups, double unders.
And right now I can't squat. My hips are pretty messed up right now. I'm trying to figure that out. And so I'd say power cleans. I really like power cleans. So we'll do a double unders, handstand push-ups, and power cleans.
I do not like power cleans.
Claire's shaking her head.
They're best.
I just hit myself in the throat all the time. It's like, That was my larynx.
We just got to get those elbows around.
Yeah, yeah. That is the problem, actually. Mm-hmm. You're so right.
Julie's like, you guys really aren't doing any of this right. You're going down too hard on your head. Seriously. And you need...
do a private session. Yeah, we just bond over some power planes.
Let's just work this out here.
We could do them there on that pillow.
Yeah. Lovely. Tiny.
And then Pam also asked, what do you do when the cooking food blahs hit and you need new inspiration?
Oh, that's been happening. So I was in California working on a project and I cooked 29 meals in 6 days.
Oh my gosh.
And I hated cooking by the time I got back. I ate out for like every meal. I was seriously. Like, I'm not eating breakfast or lunch just so I can eat out for dinner and not spend too much money. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So, I don't know. I'll get through those little spells sometimes. And so I'll look at like what's in season a lot because like right now I'm trying to do more things with pumpkin because people go wild over pumpkin.
Yeah, they
like,
do.
Oh my God. There's like full Pinterest boards of
pumpkin spice lattes out. Yes. And,
they have their own logo now, apparently.
Yeah.
What?
McDonald's has one now.
What?
So they have their own logo now.
Oh, they do have their own logo. Scott bought me a mug with it because it looks like the Pearl Jam logo and he loves pumpkin. Anyway, so... Dork. Do you like pumpkin spice lattes?
I've had two.
Okay.
So far.
It's a gateway drug.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I try not to finish it all because then I feel better about myself. Yeah. But.
Just a sip or two.
Yeah, it's like, you have to have it. It's like when pumpkin blizzards come back at Dairy Queen, I'm going to at least have one.
Yeah.
I have to. It's
yeah.
Right.
Something you have
right
to
write a passage.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
right as a human.
Yeah. Like eat a pumpkin spice blizzard in the snow.
Yeah.
Like, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
So. But I'll also look through like different cooking magazines. Like I'll go to, Barnes & Noble and there's like, you know, Cooking Light or Food right. Network and kind of see what's in big and different flavor pairings and stuff like that. So if there's like a cool slider, like how I can make that into a paleo type of thing mm-hmm. or
like put it in a crock pot or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I look at Pinterest and you're
I
like,
love Pinterest.
Ugh, it's worse.
That's just like a deep dark hole of time though.
Best.
Yeah. Worst, you mean best.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a Pinterest board for a house I don't own. I'm like, this is how I'm gonna decorate
that,
my
actually.
House.
I follow you on Pinterest and I'm like, oh, Julie must be moving.
Yeah. No. No. I have at least my rent.
She lives in a mansion? That's yeah. so cool. No, she's doing so well now.
Yeah, right? I'm like, how am I going to decorate the place I don't have and don't know what it looks like?
Oh
like this.
I yeah. fully understand. We just moved into a new place and it's basically like two gigantic hallways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our house.
Yeah.
We have one closet. It's just the bedroom closet. That's it. It's
yeah.
all storage. And so I'm like, ooh, what if we put in like a curtain with like some plants around it? And like, I don't, my skis are hanging in the corner.
Yeah.
Like, where am I going to put like this?
I know. We need this house.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys Gosh. Just move in. Just
yeah.
You guys can move in. We got plenty of room.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a party all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. I just like, all I want to do is go to Home Depot and buy pallets and be like, I can do so many things with these.
I know.
And
I
yarn. Pallets and yarn is like the only two things you're ever going to need again.
According to Pinterest. It's so true. And like Pinterest, you get on there and you're like, what kind of food is on there? But I'm like, I can only find desserts on Pinterest.
Yes.
It's like double chocolate brownies, double chocolate cookies, double chocolate.
My favorite thing is looking for healthy recipes. And it's like, here's this healthy Oreo pie,
yeah.
like, you know, sundae thing. And you're like, how is that even?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
We use
like,
light Oreos.
Yeah, like we use Greek yogurt. Like, everything is like, it's healthy because it's Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. But your other four ingredients are Nilla wafers, heavy cream, like corn syrup.
Lightened
yeah.
Oreo sundae.
Exactly.
You can only have a bite.
Right.
Just exactly. bite size.
Yeah.
There's, do you guys ever listen to Wait, Don't Tell Me?
It's been a while.
NPR Radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a while.
I didn't used to like Paula Deen, and then I heard her interview on this website or on this podcast, and it's the funniest thing I've ever heard. She talks about she calls them ladies' luncheon burgers, and they're burgers, but the buns are Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh.
And she goes, but there's only one rule. It's one serving per lifetime.
Oh, my gosh.
See? You gotta have some of those things.
You do.
Yeah,
you
gotta
really
have
do.
Your pumpkin spice lattes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One serving per year.
Okay, exactly.
Yeah, or two or three.
But
yeah.
only half. As long as
yeah.
you just don't finish
just
that last.
Throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
In the blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
Pour some soap on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
No?
So yeah. In the
Sex
trash
and
can.
City.
I won't go back. Yes.
Sex and City.
And I can say I've done that before.
Yeah.
I've thrown something in the trash and put soap on it.
Ruined it. Yeah. Because
you will.
You'll go back in the trash can and be like, but
if you're by yourself.
It didn't touch the rotten fish.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're single by yourself. that's going to happen.
That's totally going to happen.
You guys are crazy.
There's going to be a lot of...
She's like, what?
No, no.
You just wait.
You just got to trash it with a lid.
Yeah.
Or get a dog. You just give
it to
the dog.
Doesn't work.
No, you still open the lid.
Yeah.
You just give it to the dog. And then the dog takes it and you can't have it anymore.
It's too much
work. And the dog's like, I love you.
It's a lot of responsibility.
But then your dog's had pumpkin spice coffee and it's just a problem.
Okay, we're moving on from this. I'm cutting you guys off. Okay, Christina asks, how do you eat paleo on a first date?
You just... I don't know. I haven't been on many first dates in my life. But I always was a person who, like, ordered burgers. And, like, you can get a side salad or sweet potato fries or something. And then you just take the top bun off. You don't even have to take the bottom bun off. Just eat there.
Yeah.
And then if they ask about it, be like, oh, I just have a gluten intolerance. And if you tell people, someone, that you have, like, celiac or something, even if you don't, they don't question it. If you're like, oh, I eat the paleo diet, they're like, what is that? I don't get that, blah, blah, blah. But if you're like, I have celiacs, they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, put a disease title on
it.
I
hate people telling people that I eat paleo. They're like, oh, you eat paleo.
But wait, yeah. So you get like a negative reaction a lot of the times from people who, like, first daters, I guess?
I mean, I don't, because I'm in so much of the CrossFit community that it's like,
nobody
just
cares.
Nobody gives a crap.
Yeah.
But, so I haven't dated like outside CrossFit community in a while now. So, I don't get that response, but I know my roommate and her going on dates and she eats paleo, she gets a negative reaction because the guy's like wanting to go to McDonald's or something like as a late night snack. And she's like, I can't eat that. And he's like, why?
Yeah. And like, because it's made out of parts of you don't even know how to pronounce.
Exactly.
And like, I mean, why would you want to take a date there anyway? A, maybe she's dating guys who take her to McDonald's. That would be the first problem.
Exactly. I was going to say she hasn't dated the best guys in the world.
Warning.
And your first date, I mean, it's like get a salad with like a steak salad or something like that with dressing on the side. Or I always just get burger and sweet potato fries or salad. Or like a steak and potatoes or steak and vegetables. Like they don't question that. And they're like, damn, that girl can eat.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's like your thing, like being out to dinner and being like the smallest person at the table and ordering the biggest steak.
Yeah.
And the waiter's like, really? Seriously? And like, I'll go to dinner with Brandon. And Brandon eats like 3 million calories a day.
Yeah.
He has a crazy metabolism.
He's like,
And he'll get
skinny
like,
dude, and
but he
eats like
he
a
doesn't
crazy man.
Like really heavy things, which I wish he did because he would have to eat less. But he'll order like a salmon salad. And I'm like, I would like the steak with potatoes, and can I get an extra side of potatoes? And they're like, and then the waitress always brings it, and she gives me the salad, and I'm like, no.
Yeah. All the way around.
Yeah.
That goes to him. Uh-huh. Thank you. All right.
order a burger. Good job.
Okay. Tay asks, if you had to pick three of your recipes to start with, which would they be?
Oh, man.
How many recipes do you think you have?
Yeah.
I think I have, like, 200.
Oh, wow.
200 plus.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
How long have you had your blog?
Oh.
In its current iteration.
In this current state that it is now, I've had it for a year and a half, 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Maybe.
Okay.
It's got to be longer than that, really?
Yeah.
It's only been a year and a half.
Because I started in the blog, like, halfway through 2010, and then it didn't change over to where it was until a year after that.
Okay.
So maybe that's like probably 2.5 years.
Yeah.
We're
like most of the way to 2013 right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. So the answer to the question is I have no idea.
It doesn't matter now because I'm doing really well. So.
Where are we?
If I looked back, I could probably figure it out. And it's funny, really, to look back at those first recipes to what they look like now.
Yeah.
I'm like, please, I can't believe anybody read that.
Spinach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are my favorites? There's one. Okay, so there's one that's not complete paleo, but it's by far one of my favorite things. It's a, it was a chicken enchilada lasagna, because it has Capello's gluten-free
lasagna noodles.
Yes, and I think they might even have complete paleo now. They took like the potato starch out of it or something, but it has potato starch and it has some tapioca flour, and so some people just don't go for that. But that was by far one of my favorite recipes. It has some cheese in it too, so but you don't have to have that in there. The donuts that I just made, I think
the pumpkin ones.
Yeah, loved those because you can
cream.
Make those muffins.
Didn't you have
too.
Like, were those ones with the cream in them?
Yeah, little sandwiches.
Oh, that's what I saw on Instagram when I was like, you're like the paleo Paula Deen.
Yeah.
That's that because of the burgers that reminded me of them.
What else do I really like? Oh my gosh.
You like parfait type things too.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I know. I'm trying not to say dessert ones.
I know.
That part, I love parfaits. Like, even if it was like meat and sweet potato layered and we call it parfait.
Do you see that episode of Friends? Wait, hold on. We have to our Friends reference. Oh. Like, do you see that episode of Friends where they finally, like, Rachel can't cook and they finally give her the Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
And thing. She does the stuff. And it's like stuck. The truffle. And, like, the trifle is stuck to the, shepherd's pie pages, and so it's like layer of cream, layer of ladyfingers, layer of peas, layer of beef. Yeah, and then Joey's like, what's not to love? Yeah. Ladyfingers, good. Beef, good.
Yes, sweet and salty are good together.
There you go.
That made me think of my, actually, my
You should actually make
one.
That from Friends. You should make that recipe and just see what happens.
Yeah, make my own ladyfingers.
Yeah, there you go.
I have this one recipe that's like, Cuban inspired, because my favorite restaurant in town is Cuba. And so it's a plantain mash with shredded pork on top and like avocado on top. And it's just the sweet and salty together. Mm-hmm. It's just so good. And plantains are like the best things in the world.
Yum.
So those are probably my three.
Cool.
And today.
Today.
Yeah.
For today. Okay. What's your favorite book? Favorite CrossFit movie? No.
CrossFit not movie?
CrossFit move.
Rocky.
Oh. I was like, how many CrossFit movies are there? So what's my favorite?
Rocky, The Rock.
My favorite book?
Favorite book.
Like a CrossFit book or like
any
book?
Favorite book. Favorite book.
Twilight series. Sorry.
Totally remember that. I think you blogged about that.
Yes.
I'm like, I was watching
Twilight before I came over here today.
It's been on HBO a lot, and I'm not going to lie. I watch it too every time it's on.
I've never been exposed to Twilight.
Oh, the books are so much better than the movies.
Really? Yeah.
They always are.
But the reason that I saved you from Twilight is the nerdiest reason ever. It's not because I don't think I'll like it. It's because I think it has the possibility of infringing on my loyalty to Harry Potter.
Yep.
Yeah, like, that's true.
So. You're like Harry Potter.
And I never read Harry Potter's.
Yeah, I love Harry Potter.
My favorite CrossFit move?
Yeah, not movie.
Not movie. Move.
Yeah.
We'll say double unders.
Okay. Workout gear.
Lululemon. I wear their Wonder Unders.
We talk about that all the time.
Yeah. Like, I heard they're a bit more see-through now, but I haven't experienced that yet.
Oh, let's talk about this really quick because you coach. So we had someone... we talked about this.
We talked about this even.
Yeah, we talked about this on our last episode about the see-through. Mm-hmm. But a coach, my friend who goes to CrossFit in Thailand, one of the coaches posted on the CrossFit page. So, you know, like every day they have like the updates of what the WODs are. Yeah. One of the women coaches posted an actual blog post saying, hey, ladies, watch what you're wearing because I can see through everything. Like, pretty much calling everyone out.
For being able to see their lady bits through your spandex.
But, like, making a huge blog post about it. And my friend was like, oh, my God. And she's like, I'm so self-conscious now. So do you, thoughts?
Well, I see this on a regular basis.
I feel like you blogged about this, too.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And because I fear it. And so I, like, get in, you know, Lululemon's, dressing room, and I'm like, and like,
she's bending over right now, you guys. She's like full on doing a squat. And
I had an air squat the Lululemon dressing room.
Totally,
and you like come below the door, and you're afraid like the guy's gonna see you, like trying to like do a pistol thing. Like,
this you have to. Them.
Yeah.
And but I see that all the time, and I don't ever tell women there because I don't want to make them feel self conscious. But I've had guys that are like, I don't know what to do. Like the girl's right in front of you, you know, when you're in a line and you're not staring at someone's butt, but it's right there.
You are.
Yeah. And so you're right there. I mean, I look at
like
people's
eyes
butts.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I haven't ran into that with my Lulus. The running ones I have, but not the Wonder Unders seem to be fine. So that's my favorite thing. And then I buy some of their tops that are on sale, but I mostly wear just tank tops, you know, from different gyms or competitions or stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like the subtitle of our podcast could be Lululemon's biggest fans. All we talk about is Lululemon.
Yeah, all we talk about is Lululemon.
Seriously.
But as a coach, do you wish that they would be more conscious of that or just like have to look away?
Okay. Gosh, yes.
Okay. Please, ladies, public service announcement.
I mean, it's just like a guy who's not aware that his whole butt crack is out when he's I'm like, how do you not feel that?
Right.
You know, but I mean, I guess.
Don't you feel the draft?
Yeah.
I feel like as soon as a tiny little bit of butt crack, I'm like pulling up, you can tell.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't need anybody to see back there.
Right.
That's why I'm wearing a long shirt.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Butt crack might be the least attractive part of a person's body.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. No. And so I run into that in classes and I always feel bad, but I just, You know, every butt, there's a butt. Everybody has a butt.
Everyone has a butt.
You know, some are wearing thongs and some people aren't. And people who are wearing thongs, there's a lot of butt. So, just happens.
There's a lot of butt.
Yeah. Sure.
And then your favorite brand of almond butter.
Oh. Let's see. Well, okay, Nikki's coconut butter. Have you guys ever tried that?
Oh, yes.
No, yeah, I
can't buy it anymore.
No.
I did the thing where I just ate it with a spoon.
Yeah. It's like coconut butter and almond butter mixed together.
It's basically like frosting that is like quote-unquote paleo, but it's like that.
Where do you buy it?
Exactly. Online.
Online. Yeah. I should have just brought you some. I have some at the house. And they just sent me a pumpkin spice donut because I was there new. Yes. Yeah.
Pumpkin spice donut flavor or an actual donut?
It's flavor. I wish it was.
Okay.
But then it would be over and done with.
Yeah. Because I'm like, yes. You still have some?
Yeah. It's like a jar and it just looks like almond butter. But and it's a little bit thicker than like almond butter. So you don't like tablespoon it out quite as hard.
Oh,
quite
I
as
do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just kidding. But
you should try to put in your coffee and make your own pumpkin spice latte.
Yes. That's a good idea.
Oh. Best idea ever.
Ooh. I'm trying to think about like. That. I tried that Kalat, the one, the cherry almond that you were talking about at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And I really like that. It's just super expensive. Right. And so, but I am like a fresh grind, like out of Whole Foods, or I make my own almond butters. Like I put cinnamon and in a food processor with some almond oil. You can make it like really chunky or really thin.
Yeah.
And I like that. Mm-hmm. Just making your own just tastes better.
Cool.
Home cooked.
Home cooked.
Home churned.
Home churned.
We're running out of time, so let's see. One last question. Marilyn asks, how do you keep it fun? I guess maybe...
Just it.
Life.
Life. How do you keep life fun?
Well, a deep question.
Now, really, we're getting to the part where we just do therapy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, CrossFit, I've kept it fun by, like, girls and I will schedule the time we're all going to go. Mm-hmm. And so it's just... all of us girls like annoying the hell out of the main coach that day. And it's my favorite part of the day. And I'm a pretty damn happy person. And so, you know, if I'm not feeling recipe inspired, then I usually just don't cook that day and, you know, life goes on and it's fine. But I'm pretty happy. So it's kind of easy. And then, laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of water. Sleep a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
Go out sometimes.
Yeah.
Go out and drink.
Drink some
not water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Soda waters. Or soda water. Vodka sodas.
Vodka sodas.
Either or.
Yeah. Can I get some soda water?
Oh, I've ordered soda water bar before. And they're like, it's cool. It's cool. Put a lime in it. It'll be a gin tonic.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
And then we have a lot of listeners who... are going to try CrossFit and they might be new to CrossFit. So any advice from the coaching standpoint for newbies?
Find like through word of mouth or just looking online, find a good gym with good coaches because as everybody talks about, it's so easy to get injured in CrossFit, especially when you're just learning new movements, you're learning a snatch, you're learning clean and jerk. If you have good coaches who will take the bar away from you, say, nope,
yeah.
Okay, we need to take a step back. Yeah, PVC for you. But finding a gym where you are really happy and comfortable and you have good coaching, I think that's the most important because I've worked at a ton of gyms. I've worked out at a bunch of gyms and that's been the biggest thing is the gym I go to now, I have fun there. I have fun coaching there and there's really great coaching. And so I just love that environment and a person who's intimidated by CrossFit should find a gym that they're comfortable in because that's the biggest thing.
And all gyms are a little different.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
If you find one CrossFit gym and you don't love it, that doesn't mean
you don't love CrossFit.
Right.
Yeah.
And we talk about that a lot. Like if you go into a gym and you don't immediately feel welcomed, if you don't immediately feel comfortable, like yes, you know, being out of your comfort zone is normal, but not being in a place where you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, there's a fine line between being out of your comfort zone and feeling like straight up uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like don't ever let yourself feel like you are being pushed to somewhere where you're totally uncomfortable being. And if you get to that point, or if you're surrounded by people who you feel like are judging you, or you know, like get out of there because that is not CrossFit.
Run fast.
Yeah. And that's every gym's so different that even if like you liked a gym but you didn't like the programming, you can go to another gym. You'll find another gym that programs differently, and you'll like it just as much. But every gym is so different. Like, don't judge one. No.
Yeah.
Don't judge all the other ones based off one experience you had at one gym.
And we actually had one of the newer. girls at our gym, Jessica, who we talk about, who had the boobies idea for our CrossFit. She started CrossFit, you know, with a lot of weight to lose, and she's lost now over 50 pounds and is doing great. But she was saying that she has a friend who, or she was talking to someone else who, you know, is 250 pounds plus and is just coming up on having lost a lot of weight as well. And was saying that, you know, she came into CrossFit really nervous, but having been to 3 or 4 different gyms at this point, never once has someone come up to her and been like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
You know, never once has someone come up to her and been like, you know, you shouldn't be here, or, you know, what do you think you're doing? It's always just a lot of like support and a lot of like, we're so excited that you're here, and just, you know, like nothing but like, you know, you're doing great.
Yeah.
And I think that there are some gyms that are a little bit more, you know, like you're going to get, gyms are a little bit more bro-y, or gyms are a little bit more like, you know, you have a lot of like military guys, or, you know, or things are like a little more strict. Or on the other side, you're going to get gyms that are a lot more just like families who are there just like for their daily workout. You just have to find what works for you.
Exactly. There's so many out there in every population. Like,
yeah,
depending where the gym is so different.
Yeah. Like if you want to be a competitor, there are gyms for you. If you want to just go in twice a week, there are gyms for you. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
But those two things probably aren't the same gym. Like,
totally.
You're not going to go to Invictus if you want to just work out twice a week.
Yeah.
But you're also probably not going to go to J necessarily if you want to go to the games in 6 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, thank you, Julie. We're out of time.
Yes.
This has been so much fun.
Yeah.
Please come back.
Of course. I would love to.
We'll have donuts next time.
Yeah. I'll bring you guys some.
Yay.
Deal. Or from the new Dunkin' Donuts where the line has been like 4 blocks long.
Because it's like the one in the Denver metro area.
Yeah. It's like the wait's an hour. Who does that? One of my friends did. Judging him.
me.
And me.
Yeah.
You can find her at paleomg.com, which probably you guys already know this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Buy her cookbook. It's amazing. And you can follow us at girlsgonewild.com.
Girlsgonewildpodcast.com, Joy. Get it right. girlsgonewildpodcast.com. We're on Facebook. Facebook.com/girlsgonewild.
And Twitter, girlsgonewild.
And Instagram, girlsgonewild.
And Instagram, girlsgonewild.
And you can see
right.
pictures from our competition, and which we will talk about next week.
Yeah, we're going to talk about our two competitions that we'll have done.
So hardcore.
All right, guys. All right, have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.